gonna be me again, isn't it? I don't know what I did this time, but I probably did something.
Like what?
Fanny farts.
Ew! What the fuck? What? That is too far, Richard.
No, it's not.
Swallow this.
Oh, Joey's tweeting. About to record for a Hover Loops with these two loons. They insisted I take a selfie first.
Well, we haven't recorded now that we're both quite resistant to that.
Well, that was obviously a joke, as if you guys would insist on a selfie. Except for your hot friend who is hot. Stop keeping your hot friends from me. I think Richard did also.
That is a great picture. That is like a really
bad photo.
It's like an old rock band from the 90s.
Actually, there's
You're not even fucking all the way in frame. Look at that.
That's why it's so...
It's so shit.
Come on, you can imagine a black and white with a track listing there in the middle.
Me and Bear took the most ridiculous photo in Florida. It seriously looks like a promo shot for an album. You know, like Aluna George, which is like the model, and then this like really weird looking dude. It was like
no,
that.
I don't know.
So he was Aluna George?
he was the model and I was the weird looking dude.
Who's Aluna George?
Two people. I just told you.
Sarcophagus. Warrior died recently.
Yeah.
And Warrior.
I think it's a good thing that he's dead. I'm going to go on the record and say that he's a homophobic piece of shit, and it's probably for the best that he doesn't continue to...
I know nothing
live
really.
In the real world.
I mean, I knew he was a bit crazy and stuff, but.
Oh my god, he was completely insane. Like, he legally changed his name to Warrior.
Warrior, yeah. Well, that was for rights, but like. I know.
He was a homophobic prick.
I didn't know about the homophobia thing.
He tried to sue something off of .com at one point, which is funny.
No, yeah. Just let me tag you.
What? On Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that now, do you?
Sorry.
Maybe it's because there's no face. Does it recognize my face? Yeah, because it recognizes your face.
Did it do mine?
Yeah, does it recognize his hand?
No, mine was just...
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm
a bit smelly.
I mean, what a way to go out, though. I mean, he had a really good speech thing before he went out.
It wasn't good. It looked like he was going to die.
Joey.
Yes.
Get off your fucking phone. Come on.
Like, I know a few people were saying that, he did... But maybe it was you guys last time we did this. Saying that he does that all the time, where he do a big emotional speech, and then so it's not that, you know, it's not that it was a really fortuitous timing. It's that he always does that in case he was about to die.
And not in case he was about to die. That was just his material.
Yeah. God, he sucks. Well, he used to be really different than that. He used to be like rah, 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 and shite. I didn't like his things. I watched a thing, a documentary about him, because obviously I never really saw him wrestle, and absolutely none of his stuff really appealed to me. It was just like
it was a bit like
the Goldberg angle of like, you know, run in. You know, matches over in seconds, and you know, it's all about the gimmick as opposed to anything else.
Well, he wasn't really that much of a wrestler. He was like a bodybuilder or something, so he didn't have that background.
Yeah.
But someone else died, and we didn't mention on the last fucking podcast, like a bunch of idiots. But Odorous died.
How did we not?
Dave Brocky.
We did mention it because we were talking about Holliston.
No.
And we were talking about how we listened to Movie Crypt.
No.
Maybe we're doing that.
We were just talking about that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really, really sad.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those weird things. Like, I saw that on Twitter or on Facebook, and I mean, I think I saw it as it was kind of happening. Like, Adam Green posted no.
Yeah.
And then a couple of minutes later, I started seeing these things about Odorous Yerungus dying. And it's just it's shocking for someone that you don't know or anything like that. It just really kind of, it felt like a punch in the gut.
Yeah, it did really hit home hard.
So he's dead as fuck.
Mm. Although. In one good side to it though, like it's kind of made people go back and listen to albums. I started listening to Guar because of it.
I was listening to them anyway because like Battle Maximus just came out in October, November.
Apparently
I think
very
did
good,
it?
Is it?
Battle Maximus is good. It's not as heavy as the other stuff because it was the first album they did without Corey Smoot, who was the last member of the band to die, and the first member I think.
God bless him.
He died right before they were supposed to start their Canadian tour. They were like waiting at the border and someone found him. And he was the main reason why the band got so heavy in like the last 10 years. They turned from like this kind of weird, like punky, really loud and then kind of rock and rolly band to like this proper heavy metal band. And they did stuff like Beyond Hell, Lust in Space.
What would be a good recommendation of an album from his era?
Fuck, I don't know, because there's so many. There's so many, like, war genre spanning, so it's like, if you want metal, get something like Beyond Hell, or War Party, or, I don't know, not Lust in Space, Carnival of, no, Bloody Pit of Horror, that's a really good one. Or just listen to Womb With a View, because that's really heavy. Or if you want their punky stuff, like, get their first album.
American Must Be like Destroyed. Like,
hello. American Must Be Destroyed is great, and so is This Toilet Earth.
So that's pretty much every album of theirs named.
Carnival of Chaos is really good. They really hate We Kill Everything, but the song We Kill Everything is really good. And watch Alice in Wonderland. That's the one thing that I never had seen that I got to watch because he was dead. Yeah. They were up for an Emmy for that.
Cool.
It's so weird though, because like I wasn't really aware of Guar until Holliston. And then, you know, I mean, I was aware of them. I understood they were a band.
They're on Viva La Bam.
They're on Viva La Bam. Yeah, I remember
that. They're on Viva La Bam.
He was like, oh no, I had a nightmare.
Yeah.
And he gets in bed with Phil and Avril.
So funny.
Weren't they in Empire Records as well?
I haven't seen Empire Records.
I remember watching a thing like, oh, it's like some sort of jokey band thing. Because I don't think it was really done well. I didn't like that film very much anyway.
No, me neither. I know people who are obsessed with it.
Yeah, me too.
Like, obsessed with it.
I think it's supposed to be the high fidelity for, I don't know, Generation Y people.
Fucking punks.
I got into Guar really, really heavily when I was a teenager. It was great because I didn't listen to any other shock rock stuff. I hated Marilyn Manson.
He still hates Marilyn.
I love Marilyn Manson.
Does Rob Zombie count as shock rock?
Not really. He's kind of Alice Cooper.
He's theatrical, yeah, like Cooper.
He's so becoming Alice Cooper. His music just gets more and more kind of like Alice Cooper's.
I guess if Slipknot came with shock rock, I would love that. But yeah, it was just the lyrics are all brilliant and very funny, really
very
fucking funny.
About it. Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite bands lyrically too. But now he's dead, so we'll see what happens to Guar and Slave Pit
and Holliston.
Yeah, although Holliston, like the big going. News about Fearnet as well.
Yeah.
What happened to Fearnet?
Fearnet is gone. Fearnet is the station that had Holliston on it.
He doesn't seem to think that that's going to make a difference, though.
No, I think it sounds like that they were shopping it around to other places anyway. But we'll see if they get to do it and not get rid of stuff or whatever.
He owns?
Yeah, they own the rights to the show themselves. So they're licensing it out to Fearnet pretty much.
That's good. Yeah. They could MST3K it.
Yeah.
Which came back for a while. I did not watch those episodes, though.
No?
No, Discovery Channel did a thing.
Yeah.
On April Fool's Day, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
It was, I think it was Joel in the bots, actually. Was it Mike in the bots? I can't fucking remember.
Be weird if it was Joel.
But I'd have to check it out.
I wish I had more Pop-Tarts.
You know, see, it's on American Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah, not every episode, not my favourite.
Saved by the Bell, though. That's what Fiona's watching.
Fiona's been watching a shit ton of Saved by the Bell. He was sending me, like, screenshots all the other day. He was just like, look at this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got picked up. So, yeah, podcast.
Yes.
20 minutes in, hello.
I want to put my feet under your bum.
What?
Come on.
This is the real Harvard.
Oh,
there we go.
I'm trying to squish your toes, but I'm not heavy enough.
It's true. He's teeny. His teeny little legs.
I don't know. I got bigger in the last.
I think he's lost weight again, though.
I think he has, too. He's not fat like all those other people that drink too much beer.
I don't know.
You know the ones I mean.
Whatever happened to my stomach, it stopped being, like, real bloated, and it got really kind of... It got, like, wider here instead of wider here.
Hello, Mr. Bass.
It went out instead of... Forward. I'm actually quite happy with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
At the moment. I feel like someone could punch me in the stomach now and I'd be just only kind of winded. You know, that kind of way. Anyway. And horror leaves! We're here. We have a window open.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if any of the kids are going to hear us or scream. They were playing hide and seek earlier and it was pissing me off because I was trying to do... I was trying to listen to a tutorial on something.
Mm. You're just like yelling, he's there, for fuck's sake. He's hiding behind that bush.
Oh, those kids, they don't even get past canning.
Yeah.
And they have a fight.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
Seriously? What were they like?
Like, one will start canning, and they're all little shits, right? They're all really obnoxious. You know the ones that, like, they don't play and run around and go, like, yeah. But they just fight all the time about the rules of whatever game they're playing, and they're like, no, it's not done! You're not doing it right! And they're fucking yelling at you, like, shut the fuck up. Because, you know, we got through buildings here, so it echoes off every single one, and you're like, shut the fuck up.
I can't hear them from my room, but I can hear people walking past. Like, the other night, it must have been last night, actually, someone came in and he was like, hello? Hello, Rita. And it was like he was putting on a voice, but I think it was his real voice. He was really like, hola. And I was like, go away. What are you doing? And I looked out and he was underneath the window talking to apparently no one. Like, I don't know if there's enough there.
Do you hear the baby?
I hear the baby sometimes.
Oh, that fucking baby. I hate that baby. Anyway. we're horrors are here today to record the thing. And
there's only three of us this time.
It's only three of us, 3-0. When shall we three meet again? Yeah, Shakespeare. I didn't touch a fucking class here. Mm. You fucking beautiful. Manky bitches.
People should subscribe to us on iTunes, because I just did, and now I can listen to us on the bus, and it's so fun.
I'm subscribed to us on iTunes, but I have us on... Oh, wait, no, that's what Podkicker is. Apologies about Podkicker. I gotta...
You're gonna have to take that out now.
Yeah.
Podkicker, fuck you!
Raw.
No, it's literally just a thing where you put the RSS of...
That's cool.
And it
downloads
it. I don't
understand any of that. I'm really bad.
Oh, okay.
I've been blogging for years and I don't understand RSS.
I still don't understand either.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I fucking hate WordPress because sometimes when I copy paste from a Word doc, right, it doesn't pick up the formatting. So I have to do it like 4 or 5 times. It's so irritating.
Oh, don't bother to do the formatting in Word then. Just do it in WordPress.
No, because it's hard to write. I like to write in a Word doc.
Write in the Word doc as plain text and then do the formatting.
But then I'll have to go through it and format everything as opposed to doing it as I write.
Oh my god. Okay, so.
Sorry.
This
is behind the scenes of a writer.
We are Horror Lives. That's not the name of the show. That's the name of us, apparently, I guess, if I'm saying that. It's not Horror Lives. I've told you this before. Welcome, nobody. Did you listen to this?
Yeah.
You did? Mm-hmm. You listened to the last episode? Okay.
I listened to the first 5 minutes of every podcast.
Me too, to see what you've used. But Mark listened to the thing the whole way through and he fell asleep. Lulled to sleep by our beautiful voices.
Yeah, bored.
And then he woke up to screaming. I think there was a part where you screamed at me or something and he woke up.
Bored.
I can't remember.
Fucking
Hi, Mark.
Sick he was. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Try not to fucking fall asleep this time.
I know you've got like the actual numbers of how many people listen to the whole thing, but like it seems like a lot of people at least click on it.
Oh, that's
why
great.
Why wouldn't you?
They don't care about what we have to say. So I'm Peter. Hello. Hi. How's it going? Haven't seen you in a while. How's your ma? I know who your ma is. Okay. Here's Joey.
I was going to say I'm Jason Mewes, but you just said I was Joey, so that's not going to work now.
Well, you don't look, sound, or smell like Jason Mewes. So,
Jason Mewes smells like a meadow. You shut up, person telling Eric I think he's sexy.
Smells like a meadow.
Meadow?
You said meadow.
I said meadow.
Oh, we gotta get in the car, go to the meta. you fucked up my introduction for Richard, who is here.
Hi, I'm Richard. How's your mother? I know your mother. Wait, did you do that one?
You did it very sinister. Yours was different to Peter's. Is all like, I'm fucking your mother. Yours is like, I killed her and left her in a ditch.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
It's just candy.
So,
candy.
We actually have a cohesive team this week.
We did last week, too!
What was last week?
John Carpenter.
Okay, I guess.
That was good.
But, hey, it's not our fault someone tried to hijack it.
Yeah, Joey. Okay. So,
it was me.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm doing it again now. Take it.
Yeah. This week, I decided, me, it was me. I came up with this idea. I'm very
proud. For the first time.
Okay, I'm very proud of it. Because
it ruined my Saturday afternoon.
It brings too much. Hey, look, you ruined that yourself, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Can't believe I didn't watch Resident Evil. I blame you.
So, there are two things I like in life. I like a lot of other
Joey?
Things. But, no. But,
fuck Joey.
I'm quite a big fan of A, video games, and B, bad movies. So,
bad boobs.
Bad movies.
Right.
But we'll get to the bad boobs later. It's you did not like the boobs, did you?
No.
No. Joey did not like the boobs. Oh. She's not a fan of the boobs. She was like, they're like my boobs.
I don't want to see my own boobs. I want to see big boobs.
We have skipped this there. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Listen,
we haven't all seen your boobs, okay? We'll tweet a picture later or something. It'll be all right. It'll all be up to speed.
So we you know, you got your movies in my video game. You got my video game in your movies. No, peanut butter jelly. No, okay. Two great tastes taste great together. These idiots don't know what I'm talking about. So we decided to do video game movies. Video game horror movies, sorry.
Dun, dun, dun.
To be more precise. So, I suggested three movies. I don't think either of you has watched those three movies.
I did together. Watch the one.
Did you watch three movies?
You tell me too.
Three movies, yeah. I picked out three movies.
I watched three movies.
I have a feeling I'd seen pretty much all the films you mentioned.
So
I did watch some movies.
So, I picked out Resident Evil.
I've seen it
back in the day. Oh, no!
I picked out Doom.
I didn't see that one loads as well. Yeah, I'm doing well here.
And to round it all off with a brilliant movie, I picked The House of the Dead.
You also picked Alone in the Dark, which I downloaded.
I didn't pick Alone in the Dark.
No, that was me.
He picked Alone in the Dark.
Did you guys watch it?
I downloaded it, and then he told me not to watch it.
Oh, have you seen it, Peter?
No.
Oh, that's a bad movie.
I've seen bits of it, but I figured House of the Dead was schlocky enough.
Yeah, House of the Dead's more fun.
It's really goofy.
Alone in the Dark is less fun than House of the Dead.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Is it more serious?
It's got Christian Slater in it. And
yeah, I saw that.
And he's like, you know, he's all right. But also, I think it's got Tara Reid as well.
Tara Reid.
She is fucking diabolical.
As
like
a professor.
Worse than Sharknado. Yeah.
She is unreally bad. I don't know what she's like in Sharknado, but if she's bad in Sharknado... That's probably her best performance comparatively.
From what I've seen of Alone in the Dark, it's about the same.
Okay.
Yeah, but like there was a director's cut. Like, you know, normally they're extended versions with more scenes put back in. The director's cut was just her completely cut out of it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So Alone in the Dark is shit. There you go. Review one out of the way.
So
we're gonna see a lot of Uwe Ball on this list, aren't we?
Well, no, I picked the one Uwe Ball, but you have to include Uwe Ball in any kind of video game movie discussion.
Why is he so famous for doing video games?
Because he does love it.
Because that's...
Why?
I'm pretty sure all of his films so far... No.
He did a Holocaust film.
He did the Auschwitz.
Yeah, Auschwitz. Yeah, I saw that.
Look, I always forget about that.
Although, have you seen...
I wish I could just get the brain bleach out.
Some people actually... I haven't seen that, but like, some people say it's actually not that bad. I haven't seen it, though.
Peter, what do you say?
I saw the trailer for it, and it looked kind of disrespectful.
Speaking of trailers, actually, just before I forget.
Sure.
Have you guys seen the trailer for As Above, So Below?
No.
No.
Oh, okay, check that out. It looks good. It's a found footage, but it looks good.
Have you seen the trailer for The Babadook?
We showed it to you last week. It was good. Anyway, sorry. Just before I forgot. Anyway. Yeah. So, most of it, what seems to happen is he keeps getting the rights to do loads of films.
Mm-hmm.
I think there could be a lot of Sega and stuff. But
it was
he's able to make films and lose money but still make a profit because of like German movie
tax incentives.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. Because I was asking Peter, how does he still get movies made? Yeah. Like, how is nobody not like, no more for you?
I think first he funds them with a film grant. Like, we used to have one here.
We still have 481, so you get a certain amount of money back from your tax.
Yeah, but that must be hard to get though. How does he keep getting it?
It's a grant.
It's a grant. If you're eligible, you're eligible. And, you know, he somehow started making the movies.
The tax thing was any investors in the film, if they lost money. It was a producer's kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's the way it works here as well. If an investor invests money, they can use that as a tax write-off.
Mm.
So they get the money back in tax. So even if they lose the money from the investment, they still get the money back from the tax.
Okay.
So it's like, they don't lose the money, the government loses the money.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is why he's made, let's see, Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead, I think two Blood Rain movies.
Yeah, I think you're
which
right.
Was,
I should not have had those pop tarts.
About video games about a vampire in bondage gear killing Nazis, which isn't as good as that sounds.
It sounds awesome.
The Postal movie, which was fucking atrocious. And oh, the Dungeon Siege movie that had too many good actors in it to be as bad as it was.
Are we starting with House of the Dead?
No, okay. You just asked about you've evolved.
Because so. I was gonna say,
I've seen Postal. Postal is one of the worst films I've ever seen in my entire life. He has a reputation as being one of the worst directors ever.
He does, and what he does as well is a lot of critics who say that he challenges them to boxing matches.
And can you see what's wrong with his films as a director?
Yeah, they're shit.
Oh, they're bad.
Yeah, but what is wrong with how he films stuff?
Plots that make no sense, poor dialogue, poorly shot. Well,
we'll get to that.
Arguably bad.
We should talk about it.
See, I feel like they're not shot that badly, but then I still feel like certain shots don't make sense. I feel like, why did he do that?
Okay, well, we get to House of the Dead. That's a great case in point, so we'll talk about that
later.
So, what are we going to start with?
Doom. Why not? My favorite fucking video game from when I was a kid.
Yeah, I love the idea of the Doom game of, like, you know, just... Isn't it kind of a portal to hell or a gateway to hell is essentially just opened and demons are attacking.
Yeah,
like in Buffy.
In the original game, there's two bases set up by humans, Amphoas and Demios, which are the moons of Mars. And they're trying to set up... they're conducting an experiment to teleport between moons, which you see something like that in this movie.
That has a great scene.
But they... Yeah, when they open the teleportation device that they create... unwittingly they open a portal to hell and demons come out and take over one of the moons, and you show up on the moon with you're a rookie and your entire squad goes into the base and they're like, you stay back here, don't worry about it. And a day passes and you're like, well, let's go see what happens. And then you play like the best video game ever made. So
very straightforward, kind of, what, not click and shoot, is that called? Point and shoot? No.
I believe at the moment they're called 2.5D shooters because they weren't truly 3D yet. Mm-hmm. It was actually a, I don't even know the right word for it, but it wasn't things actually in a 3D environment.
Yeah, it's all flat.
It was all flat.
It's all using perspective to make it seem 3D.
Yeah.
But I remember my first kind of experience with Doom, the game, was I must have been like 11 or something like that, and a friend of mine
11,
got,
really?
Yeah, I know. Like a friend of mine got, I think it must have been Doom 3 at that point, got it for the Dreamcast, and I remember watching it and just literally running around these dark corridors with loads of flashing lights, and suddenly there's this big ass monster there.
Like, oh, wow, that's the first Doom you played?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. I played the first one since. But.
So, when I first found Doom, I was 6. My dad got a new PC, and on the PC was Doom 1, and it was, like, before that, all I'd ever played was, like, Mario and shit. Like, Mario, like, seriously, like, Mario Duck Hunt, like, crappy educational games.
Remember Dilbert?
The Dilbert desktop game?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That was awesome.
I played a couple of things on the Atari, which I love. I really want to get a new Atari. Not an Atari, an Amiga. Amiga 500, sorry. No one listening will care about my Amiga 500, so let's stop talking about it. But yeah, it had Doom on it, and it was like nothing I'd ever played before. It's ridiculous. It's, at the time, ultra-violent. In fact, one of the difficulty levels on it was ultra-violent. But it was fast, it was crazy, it was... you know, and it changed an entire industry. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the movie from 2005. So there was Doom 1. Doom 2 came out 2 years later. Then there was Final Doom, which is not Doom 3. And then they made Quake, I think. And then the original team split up and John Romero went off to do Daikatana. And John Carmack stayed to make... Quake 3 and then Doom 3, which people hate and people don't like to talk about because it changed the original formula. The original game was kind of just like, okay, let's throw a fuck ton of monsters at you and and Satan. You know, the a really big appeal of that game for me was the weird kind of occult mixed with the technological edge to it. But that other game, which this movie is based on, was more like, you know, you're in a really dark corridor, you have a flashlight, you have a gun, and you fight maybe two or three monsters at once, at most. And people hate it. Anyway, this movie stars The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, only credited in this as The Rock.
Although, as my friend pointed out, he's so small in it, he might as well be called The Pebble.
Okay, yes, it's...
That's right.
It's pre Pain and Gain Rock.
It's a year since Pain and Gain.
It's been a year.
Richard still hasn't watched it.
Nope.
No, I don't want to watch that either.
You stuck up for it.
No,
doesn't like Michael Bay. That's why Joey didn't like
I stuck up for Michael Bay.
I think he
is. Stuck up for you, Joey.
Before this, he'd been in Scorpion King, and that was really it.
I love The Rock. The Rock
Mummy Returns, yeah, The Little Rock.
The Rock is such a good actor.
So this is kind of like his next big thing. Carl Urban's in this.
Yeah.
Love Carl Urban.
What's he doing? Like?
What? What's he doing? You don't like Carl Urban?
No, what's he doing in this movie?
Acting his butt off.
Didn't you say Rosamund Pike turned down a role in Harry Potter to be in this movie?
Oh. Yes, she did.
Well, to be fair, it could
Vin Diesel turned down a role in this movie.
I was saying to him last night, whoever paired up Vin Diesel and The Rock... is a genius. Seriously, like Vin Diesel versus The Rock.
So
it was rough.
So the plot of this movie is something's gone wrong on Mars instead of one of the moons this time. It's set in the same place as some scenes in 2001. Some trivia. Joey does that when she has trivia.
I don't. I did it one time, never keep doing it.
It's set there. Some sort of weird experiment on Mars has gone wrong. You don't know. Did they mention what year it is? I don't care. Who cares?
A million.
It's the year 1 million AD. Could you not do that? Could you? Oh, fuck.
Ah!
Joey's all wet.
Peter!
There.
That was not nice.
No, we're not doing the podcast anymore.
It's total anarchy.
Sorry, Joe's wet now.
Dry up, will you?
And then she's hitting me with a towel. Yeah, they have some sort of weird... What do they call the gate that they use? You were watching it last night with people.
Portal.
They have a portal between Nevada and Mars...
Why Nevada?
That's where they found it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why Nevada?
I don't know. Later on, they do an Ancient Aliens kind of reveal where it's like they seeded Earth from Nevada, which is not where
any life
humans came from. Anyway, yeah, something's gone wrong. We see it has a kind of cold opening with a bunch of people running away from some monster you don't see, and they're all like no, and they're all getting picked off one by one. And then Professor Carmack, which, you know, it's a reference right there. There's a reference right there.
I didn't kill you.
It barricades himself in his office, leaving some lady outside.
To die. Because who cares about ladies, right?
Yeah.
Except, like an idiot, she decides to try and reach through the door before it closes.
Yeah, so her arm
And gets her arm torn off. Which is great. Great way to start a movie. And he records some sort of messages like, oh, help me. So they send The Rock and his ragtag band of Marines from Aliens to go and sort it out. And fun stuff happens. They find a BFG.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's a big really, fucking really big. Gun. And The Rock at one point goes, that's a big fucking gun.
It's really big though.
You ever say big friendly giant?
Yeah, I said the same.
Carl Urban.
Fuck you, Rodolph.
Carl Urban has like ties to someone on the station, which refreshingly turns out to be his sister. Yeah,
not his lady.
I like that. It's his sister instead of like his ex-wife or something. Yeah. Where it's like they reunite at the end and they give each other a big smooch or something. I like the. It's a nice way to tie someone to someone without being like it has to be about them fucking.
Yeah.
There is no sex at all.
There's also that great scene where
is that the leaded scene of the monsters getting it on.
That's what you're into.
There's a great scene where one of them is like, dude, how did you let a fine piece of ass like that get away from you? And he's like, I didn't. Then what happened? She's my sister. And they're all like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's great.
The big thing about it, though, is that it's not like demons coming out of a portal in this one, though. It's a genetic experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest change between that and the games. Or, no, is Doom 3 like that? Is that the fuck?
I think that's what they go for in Doom 3 as well. It does have certain, like, satanic things in it.
But the film doesn't really at all. It's literally, you know, oh, God, we played God, and now these monsters, we created these monsters that are us, essentially.
That isn't revealed for ages, though, which is clever.
Oh, sorry, spoiler? No.
It's not a spoiler, per se, yeah. But
it's
a nine-year-old movie.
It is the final act, though, before it's like, meh.
Yeah.
I compared it a bit to Deep Blue Sea, when it's like, you know, when Tom Jane gets all serious?
My head is like a doom fin. No?
Because she's like... Your woman, who's really annoying and British, is like, oh, we'll save everyone. And he's like, but what about us?
Okay.
And it was like that. Because Rosamund Pike's like, I'm sorry.
So what was your guys' general thoughts on the film?
It was really fun.
It's a good movie.
It's fun, yeah. It
looks a bit like a game of Quasar, though.
Well, of course, there is a part in it where it actually becomes like Doom 3.
That's a great part, yeah.
Where
it
literally goes first-person shooter, running around the hallways and... shooting the monsters as they come around the corner.
It should have been that the whole way through.
Literally the only movie you could probably get away with.
Actually, you could probably make a found footage Doom, and it'd be pretty, you know, pretty true to the games.
I don't know. I think after a while that'd get boring. That would be good for, like a compilation kind of thing, like VHS or something.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Or you just shot something like that.
Are people hearing this? VHS?
Yeah, do a first-person shooter found footage thing. It'd be cool. And make sure that when Carl Urban throws a grenade, he walks away from it, at least, instead of standing right next to it when it explodes, because that was kind of dumb.
But yeah, I can't believe The Rock died.
Yeah, well, he was the bad guy.
He wasn't the bad guy, though.
He became the bad guy.
No, he didn't. He just...
He was just misunderstood.
He was just tough. He just knew he had to kill people instead of letting them live and ruin everything.
I do like that.
Stupid bitches.
I do like that over the course of the movie, he just kind of loses it.
Mm.
It's very slippery and slow descent into badness, though. So he doesn't, like, at one point just go, fuck it!
Yeah.
We're killing everyone! He just kind of gets more and more...
But I thought it was it's a fun film. Like, it doesn't really hold true to the game in a lot of ways. I think everyone expected to be more badass and more kind of dark, like the way the game is.
Or the comic book, which is the single most insane thing I've ever read in my entire life.
Yeah?
Yeah, it features lines like, you're big! That means you must have big guts! Here comes the gravy train! Choo-choo-kabooga! Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's really crazy. What else was there? Fuck. There's Rip and Tear was another one and stuff like that. Oh, it's I'll send it to you.
Okay.
To you guys. Please. It's insane.
I think it has that great scene. Like, remember you're talking about the portal thing from Nevada to the thing? And there's a guy, he doesn't have any legs.
He's called Pinky. He's actually a reference to the demon he turns into later is a demon from Doom 3. Which is also a demon from Doom 1 and 2, but reinterpreted with robot legs. So his whole robot legs thing is...
So, I mean, I always thought that was a nice little thing where it's like, you know, it says, what happened to your legs? Like, oh, well, I came here and my legs went somewhere else. And it's just like, splat. I like that. Yeah. But like that one, it got a lot of hate when it came out.
Dude.
Yeah, it didn't do amazingly well or anything.
It seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's a very silly film. Like,
it's very inoffensive in a lot of ways.
Yeah, like, calm down, everyone.
It's a good action movie.
Yeah.
We're horror stuff in it, of course.
It does look
so. Horror lives, that's for here for.
But it isn't anything other than the sum of its parts. Like, it is just what it is. The Rock is, like, acting his ass off.
I think it's a movie that wears a lot of its influences on its sleeve in a good way.
Mm. It's leaf.
It's sleeve. But, you know, like...
Like,
there is clearly, like, a big, like, aliens... influence on it, and a couple of other things here and there. A bit of Event Horizon mixed in there, you know.
Mm.
I like how for a lot of the movie they're just contained to this one small area with only a couple of things to fight, and then for the third act they're like, fuck it, you know what, it gets back to Earth, You have to clear out that place too, and just as an excuse to shoot as many of them as possible.
And was that what happened? I did not follow that.
Yeah, I got through to the gate and went back to Earth.
Oh no.
Yeah. And then the rock starts like wasting innocent people, and they're all like, what the fuck? And
Yeah.
I like him. Pretty good.
He's weird with hair though. It's like,
yeah, you're not used to him with hair.
It's like Randy Orton.
He's always had hair.
Weird. Yeah, he had the whole kind of like weird.
I remember.
Pompadour thing that was like that.
I just prefer him bald.
You know, he'd wear like open Hawaiian shirts and be like.
Rocky Maivia, was that it?
No, just when he was The Rock as well.
Yeah, but wasn't he called Rocky Maivia when he started?
Yes. And it was a mix of his dad and his granddad's names.
Yeah.
Cute.
So Rocky Johnson and Peter Maivia.
Welcome to The Rock Podcast.
The Rock Cast.
I love The Rock.
It's just the mail! I like that. He didn't get any... No rock albums delivered in this film.
What?
You know what? When he was in fucking Voyager, Rock Bottom 7 to 9, Jerry Ryan was like, ugh!
Really?
Yeah. You rock bottom Jerry Ryan.
Yeah?
No.
Jerry Ryan the woman.
Jerry Ryan the woman, yeah.
Okay.
Is that her name, Jerry Ryan?
Is she blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
It doesn't matter if you're a woman.
I think he does the eyebrow in that as well.
Do it. Can you do it?
No.
It's more of a threatening look, actually.
He's glaring at us.
But yeah, no rock bombs delivered, no people's elbows, no people's eyebrows. Which is good.
Do you think Batista will do whatever his move is? Because nobody cares in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, it's a power bomb, so I don't think so.
Oh, that is what it is. It's a Batista bomb.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. He sucks.
Wrestlers who have like lazy finishing moves.
I hate Batista. I hope Batista dies.
Did he do
Batista next?
Did
you
do powerbomb in the Man with the Iron Arms or whatever that was?
Oh god, was he in that?
The RZA movie, yeah.
Man with the Iron Fist.
Iron Fist.
He was in that.
Yeah. Everyone was in that. Keanu Reeves was in that, wasn't he?
Couldn't tell you. That was produced by Eli Roth, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not.
And written by and directed by RZA.
I'm not following Keanu Reeves' career, to be honest.
I really should watch that because I love crappy Kung Fu movies.
Alright, so we seem to like Doom, which is good.
Doom, good movie.
What's not to like?
Yeah.
Check it out, especially if you like Doom. Check out
or
Doom.
Or The Rock.
You know what? I still play Doom. I played Doom last week.
See, I could imagine them redoing. I think they are planning on remaking Doom. No. It's kind of darker.
No, Doom
the movie?
4, Doom 4 is in development right now.
The movie or the game?
The game. Why would they make a movie called Doom 4 when they've only had Doom 1?
No, I said...
Yeah, but I'm talking about remaking the movie. I heard that they were remaking, but maybe not. Maybe
why would they
that.
Remake Doom?
It didn't quite pick up any traction when it first came out.
Yeah, so why would you...
There's also a new Wolfenstein game coming out.
Is that where Doyle gets his name?
I don't know. It might be. But it's set in an alternate 1960s where the Nazis won the war.
Oh, yeah. There's a book about that.
And you're fighting through America. It seems pretty good. Oh, all the Nazis speak German, which is great.
That is good.
I always love when Nazis speak German instead of having British accents. They're like, hello, it is...
Or in that awful
I just did a German accent.
Yeah, but what?
Hello, it's me, Herr Nazi.
It was worse in The Book Thief because they all spoke with in English but with really pronounced German accents.
Oh, dear.
So when they said nein, they would say neun.
Neun.
But they'd be speaking English. It was so stupid.
Okay, so what's next?
Next, okay, I didn't watch this yesterday. Joey didn't watch this yesterday. Joey, what did you watch instead of the second movie?
What?
You watched Silent Hill instead?
I've seen Resident Evil before, if you want to talk about Resident Evil.
Okay, well, Resident Evil.
That's what Resident Evil is.
Resident Evil's pretty good.
Resident Evil, yeah.
Resident Evil, I think, came out 2002. Stars Mila Jovovich.
Directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, who did the aforementioned Event Horizon.
Did he direct all the others?
He did the second. No, he didn't do the second. He did the fourth and fifth.
So he's Mila Jovovich's husband.
Yeah.
That's how I know Paul.
They got married after. I think it was after.
It's the same with Kate Beckinsale. Her husband does all the Underworld movies. Mm. That's why she's still getting work.
Oh, dear. But she wasn't in I, Frankenstein.
Was that him also?
Shame.
Yes.
That's supposed to be really shame.
Or was it the same producer?
Yeah.
It's like the worst CG I've ever seen in my life.
What about the actual film itself? I hear it's rubbish, but...
Yeah, fuck you, Mary Shelley.
I don't know, it was just...
Your Frankenstein's monsters didn't have knives.
The issue with it was, the reason they made it and called it I, Frankenstein, was because people keep calling Frankenstein's monster Frankenstein, even though it's not
the monster's not called Frankenstein, the man's called Frankenstein. So in this, the monster is called Frankenstein because he thinks that's his name.
Okay.
See.
But it just makes the problem worse, really.
Dig up, stupid.
And he doesn't look like Frankenstein. He looks like a beautiful man.
Well, he looks like Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah. He needs a fucking good role, God bless
him.
There
are a few adaptations of Frankenstein where the monster adopts Frankenstein as his second name.
Okay.
Because he sees...
So, Monster Frankenstein.
I don't know what he thinks is his first name, but he sees Frankenstein.
What was his name before he became Pope?
He sees Professor Frankenstein as his father, so naturally he would take his second name. Because he's his son. Which makes sense.
Resident Evil, like, you know...
Resident Evil, sorry, yes. So, also starring Michelle Rodriguez and that guy from Glee.
It's really weird in hindsight, all the people who've been in it who've gone on to other things.
And the people who've gone on to pee in the...
I actually quite like Resident Evil.
Yeah, so
it's, it's based, kind of based on the games in a way, except it's tentatively. Like, so you have the Mila Jovovich plays a character called Alice. I don't think they actually name her in the film. But she kind of wakes up in a mansion and she has no memory.
Is she the Alice of Alice in the Wonderlands?
Totally. That's, oh shit, our secret is
there's a couple. There's a lot of allusions to Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, it's like section. A red dress and the whole rabbit.
There's a Red Queen in it. No.
Yeah. Cool. And Marilyn Manson did the score.
I know.
Marilyn Manson did the music.
Really good music.
Slipknot did a song for the soundtrack.
My play.
I love that song.
I love that play. They never play it, ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wankers.
I've seen that.
Have you?
Yeah.
What tour was it on?
I don't know, it was in the RDS.
The Iowa tour.
No.
Yes, it was, because Volume 3 was the tour after.
I saw them on Volume 3 tour.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. They played songs off Volume 3. They come out. Both times. Every time I've seen them has been after Volume 3.
You saw them with me and it was after All Hope Is Gone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but that's still after Volume 3.
Okay, so Resident
Evil.
Chronologically.
Manson!
No, yeah, so she wakes up in the mansion with no memory.
In the shower, naked.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so enthusiastic there. Fuck. And then a bunch of SWAT people burst in the windows, and it turns out there's. What's
sorry.
Going on? Are you meeting?
Is it?
Yeah.
What's it look like?
Joey decided like to face. Stop the podcast so I could look at her spot.
What does it look like?
Spot.
Hi, Joey. What kind of spot? Like a blackhead.
Gross one, yeah.
Like a blackhead.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to squeeze it.
A disgusting
ew.
One.
Ew.
You
heard
it
here first, folks. Joey has a disgusting.
Oh,
awful.
Is it huge?
Jesus.
It's
gigantic.
My
God. I wouldn't even
pimple.
Go to the doctor. Just like go straight to the morgue.
It might even, it might even be a boil.
We'll pop it under like near the microphone
so
everyone can hear it.
I have to lance it, to be honest. Or freeze it off.
Well, it's behind my ear, so I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Get done to it now.
I'm not doing it now. I'm not.
So, yeah, she wakes up. SWAT team burst in. They're working for Umbrella. Did they mention they're working for Umbrella?
I think they do.
By the way, Umbrella Corporation is an Umbrella Corporation.
Ha!
It's a very, very clever name.
Still don't quite know what their business plan is, but anyway. Yeah, they're like, yes, all the products in the world are pretty much made by Umbrella, and they're everyone, you know, it would be kind of like a Walmart, no, not Walmart, just kind of a big thing.
They're an Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah. So it turns out then that they, you know, they have secret things of like making what it's called biological weapons.
Basically, there's
biological warfare.
Basically, there's a laboratory underneath this mansion.
Oh fuck yeah! There's a cold open to the film, isn't there? Yeah.
It's called the Hive, for whatever reason. Something goes wrong in the Hive, and some gas. Oh yeah, no. Somebody.
Yeah, I remember the opening. Someone drops a little vial.
Yeah,
and you see
on his way
video.
Out, he's like nicking stuff.
Jeez, just watch the Slipknot video, they explain it better than us.
So, the containment procedures in this lab kick in, gases everyone with some sort of sleeping knockout nerve gas, locks all the doors, a couple of rooms flood from fire or something, I don't know, and everyone dies, basically. A woman gets her head cut off in the lift, that's a great bit. She's like trying to squeeze out of it, and the lift starts to work again. She's like, "Nah!" Great part.
So then, Mila Jovovich and the guards go down. Actually, I think they find another. Do they find the other guy before they go down? Anyway, they head down, and their mission is to go and reach the kind of central computer, which is the Red Queen, to try and find out what the problem was or something along those lines. I know they have a mission to go down for something.
They have to go down to the computer core, which is operated by an AI who's a little girl, who I think is supposed to be Sherry Birkin from the video games?
Hmm.
from Resident Evil 2. The daughter of whoever, Dr. Birkin, who programmed it. And she's all like hologrammy and red and creepy.
Mm.
Creepy. She's a creepy girl, Joey.
Very good.
She's a creepy little girl. Are you sick of them yet?
So as they go down into the place, you know, it's everything's weird and mysterious and knocked off and all. But then they come to a place and they see someone who's there. It's like, hey, we'll help you. And the person turns and they have a massive hole in their face. So, oh my god, it's a zombie. And then everywhere is zombies. And zombies attack and they have to...
Did we pick only zombie movies to talk about?
Nah, there's... Well, a lot of...
Do those count as zombies?
Nah, they're monsters.
They turn into
zombies. They look like zombies though, don't they?
Well, there are monsters in this too.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the one that everyone talks about from Resident Evil? I can see it in my head.
The liquor?
Tyrant?
What's the liquor do?
Mr. X?
What?
Nemesis?
No, not like X-Men.
The guy in the big trench coat and like the brain on the side?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nemesis, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Nemesis.
Yeah, so the film, yeah, so they kind of have to keep on their mission while zombies are attacking and, you know, kind of goes as you'd imagine, where some people get attacked or some people die, some people kind of die.
Well, at some point they get to the room guarding the whatever, the CPU, if you want to call it that, whatever, the place they're supposed to go. And half the SWAT team decide to go into, they're not a SWAT team, they're like a special forces private militia kind of thing. They decide to go into the room before it, and they get locked in, and lasers come out of the wall and start cutting them up. So they're all having to like dodge the lasers and stuff, and like, you know, this guy gets his fingers cut off and he dies from it somehow, and you never really understand why. And then like the lady, the token woman of the team, gets her head cut off, and you know, they do that whole thing where like it goes through her and she's like stopped there, and then her head kind of slides sideways.
Yeah.
And then like there's he's a British guy. I have no idea what the actor's name is, but he's all like, oh, I dodged these. He starts dodging them all like crazy, and then the last one comes up to him and he's like, I can dodge this. And it turns into a big mesh. It just goes like that. And he...
It stops right behind him. It's like, oh, if he took a step back.
And he just kind of goes like that.
But that scene is like straight out of Cube. You ever see Cube?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like, that's the big thing, is that really... It's like that exact thing happens where a guy steps into the Cube. The Cube's about like a room with all these traps in it. The guy steps in and the thing goes through him. And he just sort of stands there and like, you know, suddenly like just little lines of blood start appearing and dripping down. And he just falls apart. Exact same as Resident Evil.
But, Cube really freaks me out when I was a kid.
I love Cube.
It's creepy.
So then there's only like four of them left. Michelle Rodriguez and another...
That's Michelle Rodriguez, Latino, so you know, man. She's going to die.
And...
I don't like her.
Mila Jovovich and Glee Guy. Who is now looking for his sister or something. I think they already found his sister and were like, she's a zombie! Kill her!
There's like, yeah, all sort of espionage and kind of twists and turns in the plot and stuff like that, which, you know, kind of gets really insane as the sequels go on, but for this one it kind of worked well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
it's like from here on it's just a load of chase sequences, really. It's people running away from zombies and trying to get into places,
different monsters coming out, like the liquor
shows up, which is great. As a kid I misread liquor and thought he was called the Lictor. Which, as a kid, made perfect sense to me, because that's what you fucking name video game monsters. Lictor!
Which is that. You turn to a friend and you're like, no, you fucker.
Let's see, Mila Jovovich kicks the head off a zombie dog at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Cerberus is from the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't quite recreate a lot of things from the original game.
No,
which
well,
is
sure,
set in a mansion.
The very first game is just in a mansion, isn't it?
No, there's a lab underneath it, but...
But nothing like that.
That's like... The last, I don't know, 20 minutes of the game, and the rest of it is in this mansion. Yeah. Dogs bursting through windows at you and stuff, and you're like, ah, it's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I like the way Resident Evil 2, a lot of it's in the police station.
It's in around the police station, yeah. It's great.
Like, they don't really sort of have as much kind of sci-fi elements as the film seems to be.
Well, I mean, okay, there's a giant underground lab underneath Raccoon City. There's a giant underground lab underneath the mansion. It's like, every place you go in any of these, eventually you're in a giant underground lab.
Yeah.
And you need like a bizarre set of puzzle key cards to get through a fucking door.
Yeah.
Which, they don't bother with in the movie, thankfully, but they do actually kind of allude to a couple of times in Doom. I mean, like, after this, it gets kind of boring. They have to take a train out, and, like, the Lakers after them. And Michelle Rodriguez turns into a zombie.
Of course. But, like, yeah, there's the whole thing of there is a cure for it, in a way, but they don't know if it's quite working or not. And that kind of leads on to what happens for the sequels and stuff.
Well, the Licker, like, scratches the guy from Glee, and he's all like, rrr, rrr. And just as they get up into the, right before the end, like, it turns out he was the one stealing the vial, and he caused all of this and all this, and just as they're about to leave, like, some SWAT dudes, even, like, reinforcements show up and, like, tie him up, take him away. He's all like, no, and he starts hulking out a little.
Yeah, and as the sequel's gone, he ends up being Nemesis in the second film, which is kind of takes the, like, you know, essentially the beginning of the second film is the doors to the hives open and the zombies all get out and infect the attack and infect the city, and
well, she
it's
never
all about trying to get out of the city before it's blown up.
Yeah, that was a pretty good end to the movie where she wakes up in a hospital room and like wanders out with her head half shaved. She's like, what the fuck's going on? And then she walks into the street and it's just empty cars everywhere.
Yeah. I think the second one did a good sort of job living up to that idea that the first one left off on.
The second one is... I didn't watch the third or fourth, I gotta say, but the second one was quite good. It had some really silly shit in it, like that weird shout-out to GTA.
Oh,
with the hobo character. Or was he a hobo or was he a pimp? Like,
I don't know. Like
he seemed like a homeless person at the start, and then later on it turns out he has, like, gold-plated pistols.
Yeah.
And then
there's longevity in the show though, or in the series even.
It had like Dr. Birkin in it again, and the real Sherry, which is straight out of Resident Evil 2.
That's played by an Irish girl.
Sherry.
I don't think that's her name in the film though, is it? I think it's Rebecca in the film.
Oh shit, was it?
But like, I mean, it's obviously the same kind of character.
Oh, so you're thinking of Rebecca Chambers, who's the character from the first game. But oh yeah, and the second game has Jill fucking Valentine. The first time someone who's actually been in the video game has shown up in the film, and I think after that refused to come back or something.
Kind of. She ends up coming back in the later films.
Yeah, there was like a whole thing where she was supposed to be in the third one, and she was like, "Hell no!"
Yeah.
But I liked that one a lot more.
See, I don't. It's weird. I like the second one a lot, and I remember seeing it in the cinema in Brave. And it was really big and epic and all.
Hello.
God, why did I just bang over all my words?
You took sorry. It took forever.
But actually, before, the first one, like, I guess we're focusing on the first one since you guys haven't seen the rest of the series, really.
Well, I've seen two.
I really liked Resident Evil films, even though they get progressively dumber as they go on and on.
Like, which is fair enough, because so did the games. They get nuts.
Like, the fourth and fifth are really weird nonsense films that I still enjoy an awful lot. The third one as well is like pretty much Dawn of the Dead remade and calling it Resident Evil.
I saw one of the later ones and I don't know which one it was.
Were they in the city?
No.
Were they in the desert?
Were they in a prison?
Prison.
That's the fourth one.
Okay.
But that
really does seem like how you can sum up that series now. It's the one where they're in the desert. It's the one where they're in the prison. The one where they're in the city. Or
I don't know how I was going to describe it. I was going to be like, she was wearing... Oops.
Jesus, that would have taken a while. There was a draft of Resident Evil written by George Romero because he was originally supposed to make the films.
That would have been cool.
I've actually read it though.
He shot a commercial for Resident Evil 2.
There's a reference for it to him in House of the Dead.
We'll get to House of the Dead shortly.
And they're like, who?
But I read his draft of Resident Evil. It wasn't very good.
Oh,
like,
really?
I mean, at first I thought that this one, because I'd only got into zombie films when this was coming out, and I was mad at the George Romero ones, and I'd heard that he was supposed to do it.
I can't imagine you not being into zombie movies.
But, sure, I only saw my first ones around that time. I would have been like, I guess 13 or 14.
Because I've, like, always been into vampire movies since I was a kid. Always.
Vampire movies?
So yeah, also, vampires are my undead creatures.
So I'd seen Return of the Living Dead when I was a kid, and I really enjoyed it, but I hadn't really seen many other zombie
movies. Return of the Living Dead is a silly one that we went to see in the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Do you want a party?
There's a punk band called Seven More Paramedics.
Mm.
Cool!
But Resident Evil, like, when I first saw it, I was like, what is this? Why is it all sci-fi and it's not very scary and all? I'm like, oh, fuck this, I hate it.
Yeah.
But then as time kind of went on, I got really more into it. Like, I found it a lot more enjoyable. And I remember watching it actually getting more freaked out, which is kind of the same happened with The Shining for me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm comparing it to The Shining, but there's a scene early on it where she's walking around the mansion and there's something happens. There's a big flock of birds fly out of the trees. And I remember I'd seen it like a couple of times at that point. But when I saw it that time, it freaked me out when the birds came out of the trees and all. I was like, I gave the film a bit more of a, a bit more of a chance. So I thought it was.
Holy Jesus! Look at that.
Oh,
look
my
at that
me
big
again.
Fucking thing you did. So we managed to talk about both Resident Evil 1 and 2. So
what did you think, Joey? Did you watch Resident Evil? Oh, you didn't watch it.
I've seen it before. I saw it back when it was in the cinema.
And what did you think?
Did
you see
it
in the cinema? Oh, I couldn't find it in cinema anywhere. I was dying to watch it in cinema.
I saw it in the valley, definitely.
I think I actually saw it on a videotape.
I definitely rented it, yeah.
No, but like on a literal video.
I don't know who I saw it with. There's a few weird films that I saw in Little Valley before I moved, like Roadkill, which is called Joyride.
In America?
Also.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that in the cinema.
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't know what I've seen these things
What
for.
Did you think of Resident Evil?
I liked it. It was fun and stupid.
Yeah.
Way more fun than fucking Silent Hill. Good God, that's a long
time.
Oh,
yeah, which you watched instead of Resident Evil for some reason.
Because I'd seen Resident Evil, and I tried to find it on Netflix, and then your controller thing wouldn't work.
Right.
I fucking wish I'd watched Resident Evil.
I don't know what you're going on about.
Silent Hill is like 5 hours of my life I'll never get back. It felt like a million hours.
It's 2 hours. I really like Silent Hill.
What do you like about it? Because I'm obviously not understanding.
See, like, I mean, I understand. It doesn't have good acting in it. But, like, excuse me, it has a really creepy atmosphere to it. It's really visual. And I find it really unnerving because it is.
Do you?
It's really like the games in a way in that it's people who kind of walk into this town and, like, weird shit is happening. It's like, why is this happening? Like, I can't leave the town. They're trapped. And, I mean, I think the characters are intelligent enough to try and do the things that you're wanting them to do.
Yeah.
And then as the plot kind of moves on and they find the cult and all, and when you kind of realize, oh, shit, the cult is actually, you know, I mean, they're crazy, but they're crazier than I thought they were. And then it turns out, oh shit, my daughter is like an offspring of an evil thing that's trying to kill everyone and all. And the ending, I think the ending is genius as well. But I love how it all ties in together. Like, I just.
One thing about the ending. I don't get the ending.
They never released Silent Hill.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was watching it with Peter and I was like, but why is Sean Bean in a different house?
Yeah, well, they leave it in a way that they leave the town, but they don't actually leave that dimension, essentially.
Okay.
It's like they're still existing.
Yeah, there's another world and. I don't like that movie. I think there's all the stuff that the game, all three of the good games, took pains to kind of to establish, and I think this movie kind of shits all over them. Like, it has Pyramid Head in it, and
yeah, that makes sense.
It has sexy nuns in it instead of creepy nuns, stuff like that. Yeah, like the
there's a big like cleavage shot when she's running through. It's just like boop.
Oh yeah, she like literally looks
it's
right
really, like,
into
it.
Gosh, the boner was the last thing I was thinking of during that moment.
But I mean, there was a whole thing where the nurses in Silent Hill 2 were purposely sexy because it was supposed to play on, I forget the name of the protagonist in the second movie. Not Harry. Harry's the first guy. It's supposed to play on his weird kind of sexual desires. A lot of that game is about him being punished for something he's done. So, like, you know, Pyramid Head chases him. And, a lot of his fears are based on certain things. Whereas the first one, all the monsters are manifestations of the little girl who I think has a different name in this one. They change her name?
Yeah.
Alessa. No, Alessa's right, but they changed the other kid's name. It's all supposed to be manifestations of Alessa's fears that she developed while lying all burnt up in a hospital bed for like 20 years or whatever.
I just think that bit at the end where she's like in the bed and there's all the barbed wire, like, it was just so ridiculously bad. It was like,
she turns into a barbed wire tentacle monster. And
like, that idea is cool and the death scenes are cool, but it's her in a bed going, it's just, oh my God.
I like that idea of someone, like, because she's been wronged and she's just, her anger is so horrible, so vitriolic about it, that it manifests itself in such a physical way.
I don't
and,
care
like,
about
actually,
that.
Like, leaks into other people.
I'm not talking
that.
About that. I'm talking about this actual visual of this thing in a bed going,
I missed all of this death, because the death is actually quite interesting, but it's that idea is like, what? Who thought that looked good? It looks ridiculous. Well, she's just like...
In the games, she becomes the vessel for a new god.
That's cool.
That's cool. See, I think that's cool.
There was one sequence I loved.
And then they kill God.
There was one sequence I loved. And it was when the cop got burned.
The cop, you like that?
Yeah. That was it, though.
I like the first time, I can't remember her name, but the first time the lead girl goes down into the basement and there's like the babies, the cherub things. Like, I found that very creepy.
Oh, yeah, they
the
got...
The burning babies. They got... Why wouldn't you just kick them? They're babies.
You kick babies?
Just kick
you
them.
You heard her first.
No, do you know what I said to Peter that really annoyed me about it? There's all this stuff going on. None of it ever comes near her.
I don't know.
The
about
babies
that.
Don't come near. None of it.
Yeah, well,
none
she,
of
she
them.
Passes out, yeah.
None of it comes near her.
The nurses kill each other.
Yeah, exactly. No.
But that's because she, you know, figures out she stays quieter and the nurses and goes by.
But everything else? Nothing. Nothing touches
that's
her.
That's because she avoids it. Like, I mean. The weird mockery
there.
Thing with like the arms, like, you know, tied up or whatever, or not tied up, you know, the torso thingy that comes towards. I think that's the cop is shooting at it and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they're out of harm's way at all, not really.
Seriously, she's just standing there.
What did you think of?
I would have been scared if they were surrounding her, but they're not. They're just advancing, then nothing.
What did you think of Sean Bean's American accent?
I thought God help him. I hope he got a massive paycheck for it because he doesn't do anything.
It's the only movie he doesn't die in.
Someone
does in
the
sequel.
I think I told you this.
Have you seen the sequel?
Someone, I don't know who it was like IMDb or someone posted, oh, we've seen Sean Bean die in loads of stuff, but today is his birthday. Who wrote that? It looked like he was dead.
Okay.
Like, what?
We've seen him die. Where are you? And finally it's happened.
That's what I thought it was going to be, was that, like, we've seen him die on screen loads and now...
It was one of those things where it's like, you know, but today, dot, dot, dot.
Like, it was just...
But yeah, I'm a big fan of both Resident Evil Silent Hill games.
Uh-huh.
One is, like, really... after a while, just goes completely off the rails into, like, B-movie territory. And Silent Hill was kind of, like, very... A lot of psychological stuff going on. A lot of real big...
Are you talking about the game or the movie?
The game, sure.
Okay.
A lot of thought was put into enemy designs and how they would affect you and how they would affect certain characters and things like that. And
but what did you think of the film versus the game?
Oh, I thought the film was quite boring, actually.
I was so boring.
I've never played a game where I was filled with such dread for so long. Especially the second game. In the second game, you literally don't see a monster for like 20 minutes. Mm. And it's still the scariest fucking thing ever. There's like, you're walking through the woods and like there's so much fog you can hardly even see, and every once in a while you'll hear something behind you break a twig. Mm. And you're like, oh my god, I don't want to play this game.
You know, the games are very properly atmospheric and very terrifying.
I can't believe you were scared by the film.
I think it's probably one of the better definitely one of the better adaptations.
It is definitely, and like, because most of them suck.
I think it felt very true to the games, very true to the atmosphere of it, and I know like the director went out of his way, because the sequel to it, I wonder what you make a sequel, because the sequel moves a lot faster, but it's also a lot dumber.
I don't know, it just didn't do anything for me, and I was really looking forward to watching it after House of the Dead. Because I thought, okay, and then it starts off kind of okay, and then just...
I know, I think
oh
maybe...
Oh my god, I was just bored out of my head.
So, speaking of House of the Dead...
Yes.
So, we talked about Uwe Boll earlier on, but... Mm. At some point, Sega got him to make House of the Dead based on the House. Did you ever play them?
Yes.
I think everywhere played those games. They're pretty fucking popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every arcade ever.
Even friends of mine had the Dreamcast version where you get the like the gun for and everything. And
I did it on my PC.
Typing of the Dead.
Really shit.
You ever play Typing of the Dead?
No.
Oh, it's fucking great. It's another Dreamcast game. It got ported to the PC, obviously, because you have the keyboard. But the Dreamcast had a keyboard in it too.
So what do? You type to get rid of the zombies?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's actually quite a good learning tool as well, because you're like, oh, I'm just killing zombies, and they're like, my word count is up.
So do you type things like, go away?
It gives you
leave
words.
Me alone.
Words like hover above their heads.
Okay.
So, in the latest version of it that they did for Overkill, which is supposed to be a Grindhouse movie. It's terrible. There's like a bit, they do that whole thing from Planet Terror where they're like, ah, everything's great, scene missing, oh no!
Yeah.
And stuff like that. There's a black character who calls everyone motherfucker. It's so good. It's like the worst thing ever, but in a good way. But that has one, and all the phrases in it. The phrases start out like really simple, like banana. Mm-hmm. You type out banana and it shoots him in the head. He goes, but then later it's like really weird phrases where it's like, stop touching my bum. Like, seriously, it'll, some of them are kind of suspect where it's like, I lick your mom. And those are really bad examples, I'm sorry. But yeah.
You're very young brain. You're going
to play this game, it's not going to be there, I'd be very disappointed.
In the original Dreamcast version, they changed the characters with guns. Like, instead of running around with guns, they were wearing, like, this thing that had a big battery in the backpack, and on the front had a Dreamcast and a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, this is what you're doing.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
It does.
It was a really weird game, but in turn, I don't know, it was very, very creative kind of thing to do.
But, so that's the games. But what about House of the Dead, the film?
Like, ridiculous. It was the first one I watched yesterday, and I was like, what am I watching?
Just, it was the last one I watched yesterday.
I think what... Well, you took a break from it to watch Doom with me.
Yeah, because we're running out of time.
I think what immediately struck me with House of the Dead was the weird voiceover. Like, the weird narration.
They're all dead. Maybe if they hadn't come to this island, they wouldn't be dead.
Does that mean that Tits McGee doesn't survive? I thought she was going to live.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like it starts off kind of like, they all died, and then by the end it's like, they all died, but all this other stuff happened too.
The best line in the film is the ending line where it's like, it was all over, or was it? It's something like that.
What had I created?
So that struck me first. A second thing that you pointed out to me when you were watching it was that guy doing the narration doesn't show up for about a half hour.
Yeah.
It's all these other people, and it's like, where is he? And then why was he there first?
He's in the cold opening, and it's like, oh, my friends are dead.
And he's sitting outside the house.
This is how it happened. Because
he's not a bad actor, whoever that is.
Sorry, he's a good looking guy.
Like, some of the guys in that were in Final Destination.
That's what I was going to say. He's the guy from Final Destination too.
Yeah.
But
I
just
thought... I was telling you yesterday, he had a kind of like Ash from Evil Dead meets Sander from...
Yeah, he was a little... I don't know.
Not in his delivery or anything.
With these kind of things, like, you don't really need the characters to be well drawn. Like, who cares? But I thought it was funny when they were on the boat and your man puked on her, and then she takes off her top and standing there like completely topless, washing it.
Yeah.
Just with her boobs out.
What did it say? What else are you gonna do when you're making a shitty zombie movie other than have the female leads get their tits out?
Then there's the swimming zombies, which make no sense.
Yeah, they did the first scene from Jaws.
How do zombies swim?
Like this. They don't have to worry about drowning, so.
I suppose. I don't.
There was that. Is it Dario Argento movie?
Oh no, the Lucio Fulci one.
Lucio
zombie.
Fulci.
Yeah. With the shark versus. The
shark.
Zombie versus shark.
And there's Land of the Dead.
Of course.
Where they invade an island by walking to it.
But, like, okay, so, House of the Dead.
Right, so.
Sega. The Sega beach party on the mysterious island.
Yeah, so basically it starts off with a bunch of people going to a rave on a remote island on apparently the east coast of America, but it seriously looks like they're up by Seattle or Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's definitely Vancouver.
It's
that's
all
where
like
I was shot.
Alpine.
But he does say at one point Seattle. So if they're saying it's in Seattle, that's not so bad because it's quite close to Vancouver.
Well, later on... There's that really dumb Spanish connection, and it's like, what, they sailed from Spain down all around South Africa, off along the thing to the fucking West Coast, just to, like, be like, yeah, we're gonna leave you here, Spanish.
The backstory is very...
It's a bit tenuous.
So, they all go to a rave, and shit happens, but before the shit happens, this guy's friends are stuck on the mainland, and... Because, fuck it, they showed up 15 minutes late like a bunch of idiots for the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So they go and hire a ship's captain by the name of Kirk. He hates Captain Kirk, by the way. His skipper is Ron Howard's brother.
Okay. Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
Also has a weird accent.
I forget who plays the captain, but he's a fairly successful actor.
Jürgen Frucknow.
Yes.
It's a good pronunciation.
He's also probably one of the best guys in this movie. He's a prick. He's great.
Turn your phone off.
He initially refuses to go to the island because it's cursed.
Yeah, it's called like Isla dos Muertos or something, isn't it?
Isla del Muerte.
And instead of
which is a great, like, you don't call islands that north Spanish names.
But you know what's bad about it is that even that itself sounds ominous, but he goes, that means death. It means death in Spanish.
It's the Isle of Death.
Like, yeah, we get it, man.
In case you don't speak Mexican.
Yeah,
is what he says,
he's good.
Really,
it's pretty good.
So, like, yeah. So this captain, they even make reference to it. They're like, they call him a U-boat captain at one point.
Yeah, they
because
do.
He's dressed like your man from Das Boot.
That's the way he started.
Clint Howard is dressed like the guy from I Know What You Did Last Summer, pretty much. Complete with the hook, because he's a fisherman. They're like the most stereotypical boatman you could think of.
They are.
Unless you had, like, I don't know, a pirate with them. He's like, ah, hard! You know? So initially they don't want to go. So one of the characters, who is a male model, is like, no, we're going to that party. And decides to show us all how badly he needs to go to this rave by offering him $500 to go to the fucking island. And he's like, no, not deal, we're not go. So he goes, how about $1,000? He's like, there will be no price. And he goes, $1,000? So he just simply doubles the price, and he goes, okay, I'll bring So $1,000 to go to a rave.
And it looks like the shittiest rave in the history of
it's
the world.
It's a terrible rave.
It looks like there's about 10 people there.
But before they can even go to the rave, Oh no, the port authority lady shows up and she's all like, you better stop your fucking
smuggling
so I can check all your cargo. And he's like, oh, we can't go. And he's the other dude's like, yeah, how much money can I give you to do a runner? And he's like, I don't know. So he doles out even more fucking cash to this guy to get to this rave. He really wants to go to this rave.
He really wants to rave, yeah.
He really, really... It's for that like, much money, he could put on his own rave.
It almost seems like he's in it, whatever it is, but he isn't. That would have been too clever.
So
Too far.
So they pull a runner, and they drive off to the island, all the while being followed by the voiceover of the port authority, because you don't see her fucking ship. It's just
like... Yeah, you don't see her for a long time.
We're picking her up, okay.
There's a great shot, an overhead shot of the ship while she talks, while she does a voiceover. And it's like, what were you thinking with that shot?
Because she's supposed to be behind them somewhere.
But
it's just one boat.
The spatial awareness is totally off, obviously, because there's only one boat. But, like, to have it overhead, you wouldn't even have, like, a nice sweeping shot of the sea with her being like, yeah, we're on their tail. No. It's this stationary boat.
A really wide shot, like, and you're looking at them disappearing into the distance. Maybe you put a binocular filter over it and just say, fuck it.
It doesn't work, and it's not necessary either. You don't need to have her doing that little bit. Because who cares? Nobody cares. And she dies really soon.
Don't worry, the filmmakers didn't care either.
I guess you could have just filmed the scene back at the port where she's just like, right, we're following them.
Yeah, exactly. It just seems ridiculous.
So, we rejoin the rave. It might have even been, like, interspersed in bits.
It's in daylight as well, which is odd for a rave. Raves are usually at night.
Two people.
I just really remember Sega, like, advertising.
Yeah, the big
Sega banner.
Sega might have checked out what they were, you know, where they were running your event a little bit better.
I think at this point...
You're like a Martin, that sounds perfect for a rave.
What do you mean? Sega rave!
What do you mean, just a cabin with a mad scientist? No, that's fine.
I think at this point, like, the Dreamcast had gone under and everything, so... Ooh. But
do you know what was weird about the rave also that I noticed? There are girls in bikinis and also girls with their tits out. How does that make sense?
What?
Why wouldn't it just be like one or the other?
Well, because some girls like to cover up.
No, that's stupid.
No,
it's a movie.
Sometimes some girls are more...
It's a stupid movie.
Inhibited than others, no? Hey, it's a party. It doesn't have to make sense.
You should be wondering why didn't there wasn't more cock out.
Oh.
So, two people sneak off to have sex. They do the first scene from Jaws, but instead of her getting killed...
Yes.
The dude gets dragged off. She goes to find him. She finds this ridiculous fucking house and graveyard.
That it's like, how did nobody notice this before?
Yeah. It's not exactly a big island, like.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not hidden at all. It's not hidden.
Complete with like burning braziers out in the garden.
Yeah.
How did they set up the rave without any of this bad shit happening beforehand, you know?
Yeah, were the like, zombies sleeping or something?
It's like zombies like, come on, let's get. No, if we wait, there might be more.
She goes.
Good zombie idea.
You do see the zombies kind of conferring, though. You do see like a group of them being like, shh, shh, shh. Like, what?
I forgot to mention that he passes out on the beach instead of going and joining her.
He,
which is stupid because he's literally like taking these baby sips
he's
out
totally,
of beer.
He's totally fine and then he's passed out.
No, honey, I'm totally with you.
Which I know is again the first scene from Jaws, like he passes out on the beach.
But that's because he's running and he's had too much to drink. It's not because he's sipping this fucking beer and then just goes, ugh. But if you notice, there's loads of continuity errors when she's in the water. Because she's in the water and she's like, hi, hi. And it goes to him and he's like, hi. Then it goes back to her and back to him and he's gone. And back to her and he's there. And back, and it keeps going. When he's eventually disappeared, it's like, how did she notice? Because she would have looked back a minute ago and he wasn't there. And then a minute ago he was there.
He seriously gets grabbed like that.
And he doesn't make any noise.
Yeah. Well, he's asleep. So
he gets grabbed when they're asleep. Like,
so she enters the house and finds him there. She's like, oh, it's you. Why is you? Oh no, you, blood's coming out of your mouth. Oh, your guts are on the floor. Ah!
And then they crowd around her really slowly.
Yeah.
And she does let out the craziest scream.
So then we cut back to the boat and they're all having a good time.
Except when he pukes on
her. There's some dude puking.
And then that was actually one of my favorite scenes was the puke because it was like, what? What?
So she has to go wash up. It's a really, really convoluted way to get that girl's top off. And she goes to wash up in the sink. And Clint Howard's like,
hey. And she's like, she's oh, like, you get a good look, pervert.
And he's like, no, I just want to give you this cross. She never comes up again.
She doesn't take it. She leaves it on the washboard. Because she's like, you're crazy. But what I thought was hilarious as a girl is when the other girl got her top off on the beach and got into the water, I was like, fair enough, she's not wearing a bra. The blonde girl is wearing a bra because later on she's adjusting her bra. So it's like, why would you also take off
your
bra?
You have to wash your bra too. You got puke on that. It smells like puke. It smells like pukey puke. So they eventually.
Why everyone get their tits out?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, there was one pair of tits now that I knew we weren't going to get to see them because they were so huge and so barely being concealed by a ridiculous top. But,
yeah, it was like a lace-up top in the front.
Which, but open, completely but open. Yeah. And she ran around a lot.
She did.
But yeah, when she came on screen, I was like, ah, we're never going to see those tits. Those tits are too big.
Oh dear. Well, speaking of tits, I think... No, sorry, that's not what happened. I think we get a like really close shot or a really tiny shot of the main character and then they cut away again.
Yeah.
And like his other friend is like videotaping tits and stuff. And
yeah.
Then they cut away from that again. And they eventually end up on the island where they do like this whole thing. They do a whole thing where they're like, hey, we're here. And it's like, you didn't know this is 10 minutes ago when you were from front of the island. But whatever. They somehow get from the boat to the pier, which is never explained.
Oh, yeah.
Because they leave the boat, like, all out. And the captain decides that this would be a good spot to stash their...
Smuggled goods.
Their smuggled goods. While Clint Howard's like, no, we can't.
No, we
He's
leave.
Like, whatever, we do it. He's smoking a cigar. Oh, we go.
He's the best character.
They wander off to the rave and get lost and then find the rave. But at one point they do walk over a spooky bridge over a swamp lake that you could totally just walk around. The whole time being trailed by, I guess, zombies? I don't know. There's just dudes walking around.
There's a guy in a cloak with really white makeup, but his makeup changes later on.
He looks like Brain Guy from MST.
He looks like a few different things. But when he's lurking...
Arnett Cart in I Frankenstein.
Yes, but not as good looking. When he's lurking in the trees, it's a bit like, oh, is he going to help them? Maybe he's going to help them, because he just keeps watching. But he doesn't. He steals someone's face.
So they find a rave, and it's in bits, and they immediately decide to start partying on their own, because they're fucking idiots.
In fairness, the black girl says, like, no, this is stupid. And then the uptight one with the huge tits, who, it doesn't make sense that she's uptight, because why is she dressed like that?
If she's uptight.
She's going to a rave, Joey.
Yeah, but she's too uptight to dress like that. But she's like, no, we have to figure out what happened. Come on, everyone.
So, people start drinking, people start kissing, two people stay behind to get it on, and a guy is like, yeah, I can make it quick, and she's like, oh, fucking no. And suddenly, right before he's about to penetrate this lady, he decides he really, really, really needs to take a piss. Like, really needs to take a piss. Like, he jumps up and shouts. He goes like, oh, fuck, I need a piss! And she's like, what? I thought we were gonna fuck. And he's like, no, I need to piss. So he runs off. Meanwhile, the others are exploring around. They find, a spooky house graveyard. And they find their friend! Oh, it's 30 minutes into the movie and they found their friend. With, I think, the only survivors who are a dancer in an American flag getup called Liberty.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's just some Asian woman in like half a jumpsuit and body glare. And the nerdy guy who's been videotaping everyone. And they're like, yeah, no, we were attacked by zombies, check it out. And he's like, plays it back on his video camera. And they're like, it was probably a joke. And they're like, are you not fucking watching? So at this point in the movie, it's already been established that there are different types of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So there are these weird mummy dudes, and there are like some weird conquistador dudes. And you don't really know why yet.
Mm.
Or why there's so many of them. There's a lot of zombies. But
they're all useless.
They decide to head back to the rave site to get the other two, and the blonde girl who got her breasts out is no longer needed. She's served her purpose. We've seen her tits, and us as an audience don't need her anymore. So she gets eaten. They find the guy who's gonna fuck her upside down in a porta potty and covered in shit.
Do they find him in there?
Yeah.
I must have nodded off, because next thing I knew, he was walking out covered in poo.
This is not before they name dropped like George Romero like 3 or 4 times. He's like, there's zombies, like, you know, the trilogy is really ham-fisted.
Yeah.
Let's see. Your one wakes up, breaks someone's neck, and they're all like, oh shit! Oh no! Oh, what are we gonna do? Bam! Oh, she gets blown up, and it turns out it's Casper, the Port Authority lady, and she's shown up. And
Casper's such a great name.
From there on, you know, they head back to the boat, and you know,
yeah,
they
general carnage, really.
There's this like really.
There isn't
long...
enough carnage, though, to be honest.
Can we talk about the big scene where?
Well, I'm getting.
I think he's getting to it.
So there's like they shoot. They're like one character is an idiot and decides to try swim to the boat. Well, they're like, God, there's zombies on the boat. We've had another sequence before that, which is about 5 or 10 minutes long, of the captain shooting zombies in the water with a giant desert eagle, which actually is a real good indicator of later scenes, because sometimes you see him at like the front of the boat shooting guys in the water, and then a guy behind him will explode, and you're like kind of like, there's no real connection there between you. All you needed to do was just kind of like have him turn a little and shoot the guy. But I feel a lot of this movie was Uwe Boll had a lot of footage, wanted to use all of it.
It seemed like he did.
It feels like a very slow movie.
So like, yeah, he's like just icing zombies left, right, and center. There are dudes coming up covered in like fishnets and seaweed for no reason.
Hanging out by seaweed.
So when they show up, it's pretty clear that Captain Kirk is no longer on the boat. Except this one guy's like, well, we're going over anyway, and runs off a pier. So they have like this lengthy fight. The dancer runs after him for no reason. She's like, no, someone I don't know. And she ends up getting dunked by a zombie at one point.
She gets pulled under the water, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And then they have to shoot him. Why do these zombies go down so easy? They just seem to go down really easy.
Oh, yeah. People get, like, zombies get shot in the chest and just go, ugh.
It's like, how? Yeah, like, with your fingers, like, oh no.
It's literally like you barely get them and they're like, done, that's it.
Other ones, like, take a couple of shots to go down and have to be, like, put put down with a shot to the head and stuff. It's really, it's not very...
It's very inconsistent.
It's just like the turn around to the zombie go like, no, listen, you're not important to the plot, just go down. Oh, sorry.
Just because, like, the main guy, it takes a while now to kill him.
Right. So Captain Kirk shows up with a badass rifle, and they're like, shoot the zombies. Like, what do you think I'm trying to do, you fucking... He's like... And everyone's like, yeah. And they kill all of them, and they're like, well, we're stuck on the island. The boat's right over there.
Uh-huh.
But they're like, oh, I guess we've got to go back to the house.
Of course.
Of the dead.
There's a fucking boat right there. I think Clint Howard's since already been eaten. I can't remember how
they all get wasted anyway.
Yeah. So they're like, yeah, we got to go back to the house. Perfectly fine working boat there. Casper tries radioing in. It's not working. Neither are their cell phones. He's like, oh.
In Canada.
So she runs off with the guy covered in crap to do something. I don't know what it is.
She makes him come with her.
Yeah. I don't know why. The guy who's a male model gets acid spit on his face.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
And then his face starts peeling off. It's a great effect. It looks like ketchup.
So he feels like shit because he's like, I'm beautiful now, I'm ugly. Yeah, Casper and your man run off. And they get chased by zombies. Of course.
Are we just going through the whole film?
I don't know. Okay. Let's
move along to the juicy parts.
Okay. So he gets killed during this really pointless escapade. I don't even know what they were doing, right? And it does this thing. The screen goes red and there's like a 180 degree turn around them. Which, interestingly enough, this is the last movie to do that effect properly. They had to stop doing it after this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's too dangerous.
What, the systematic bit?
The Matrix thing.
Yeah, why is it dangerous? What?
Apparently the rig they're using.
They use that for like the Golden Globes.
Did they?
Yeah, they use it every year. They just get a celebrity to stand there. It's just cameras going off.
Whatever other rig they were using.
Maybe it's because it was used in House of the Dead and everyone went, fuck, let's not use that anymore.
But apparently, the official line for it not being used is that it was dangerous and they were like, we could really hurt someone with it. I don't know which.
Nah, that sounds like lies.
Because I know they had one for Crank 2, but that was a different one where they had GoPros.
Mm.
And they could like strap it to your arm and be like... Whoa, whoa. Anyway, yeah, so they have this really weird death sequence for him. And it happens to like literally one other character later on. It doesn't make sense. At first I thought they were going to be like, every time a character does, they'll do this like weird thing, like it's a video game or something. Like it's
Lara Croft. Well, there are weird video game inserts throughout
the film.
That's
what I was going to bring in, is like, what a weird film that, you know, they felt like they had to actually insert gameplay footage from House of the Dead.
It's very strange.
Where it's like literally, you know, from scenes inside, like, you know, the like industrial complex that they use for those games,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of like some zombie fight that's in the middle of a forest beside like... near an abandoned cabin or whatever.
Yeah, here's the thing about those. They use footage from the first three games.
Yeah.
You know, there was a fourth, by the way. No one played it. Anyway. Instead of shotguns, you had machine guns. It wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
The first one's set in a mansion.
Mm.
Second one's set in a city.
Mm.
Much like Resident Evil, now that I think of it.
Third one's a desert?
The third one's set inside some factory. At no point are you ever really in the woods.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I
almost swear they shot it in the woods because it was probably, you know, possibly cheap or, you know.
Yeah, cheaper. But,
hey, that house set looked good.
So.
Sure. The house, the never ending house when they got inside.
Yeah, why was it so big?
Here's our one room bedroom. You'll find it quite spacious.
It was like, oh, there are catacombs underneath the house.
Yeah.
What?
So, it turns out Kirk has been smuggling, not among other things, a lot of guns, so we get a cool tooling up sequence. Everyone's like, yeah, we got these guns. You know, they make a dick joke where he's like, size matters. And she's like, yeah, mine's bigger. And so they tool up for literally 5 minutes. They're just like loading their guns, putting them in their belts. They're all like standing around trying to look badass. And then they go to...
They all die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They walk really slowly, and there's a really bad rap song playing.
I can't remember the context, but they're trying to get from one area to another through all these zombies. And literally, it spends all the fight scene with that, like, the Matrix shots, and does it for each of them really awkwardly.
Yeah.
And it has, like, the gameplay footage, when it's like, why don't they just, like, you know, actually move instead of standing around posing and shit like that?
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, yeah. There's a lot better things they could be doing here.
They head back to the house, which I guess is supposed to be the house of the dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah, they show up there, and in front of them, shit ton of zombies. They're like, uh-oh, behind them, shit ton of zombies. Well, I guess we gotta fight. Boota, 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 boota. And yeah,
that scene is way too long. As
it's
well.
Way
yeah.
too long.
It's way too long.
It's seriously 20 minutes long.
It needs a serious edit.
Yeah.
So basically,
the whole film does.
Yeah.
This whole scene is basically they have to fight from one end of the garden to the door of the house, get into the house somehow, and that's it. That's the whole thing. 20 fucking minutes.
Why don't they just run?
That's the problem, though. And it's so, isn't there this weird thing with people, like, with guns and then without guns, or they're down and then they're up, and it's...
People are, like, shooting with pistols, and then it'll go to their Matrix rig, and they'll be holding shotguns or machine guns and stuff.
It's like, they're in a different country, they're a different character now, you know, it doesn't matter.
One character at this point now has different hair.
Mm.
Which one?
The male model changes his hair.
He does?
Between
of course
the beach and here, yeah.
To the
face. He looks like he's really... horribly, you know, in the 90s when people would like gel their hair, but they'd gel it like right down thick on their forehead. They at certain points of this sequence, they will be at the start of the garden, at the middle of the garden, back at the start, at the middle, almost at the door, at the start, the middle. They start throwing grenades at each other. Bottle blow zombie stuff like that. It gets really, really, really. They start coming in and out of different realities, and time and space just fucking merge together, fold in on itself during this one sequence, and then they'll cut in like a zombie's head exploding in a game.
Yeah.
This
there's
is
some really bad music over that as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's
it's
some
all really shitty kind of like, you know, royalty free metal or something.
Let's see.
Not worldly. Actually, I think there's some big artists, actually,
there's,
wasn't it?
There's, like, a ton of, like, really awful techno stuff at the start, but at this point, it's, like, some rap rock shit, because, you know, 2002.
It definitely is.
Where it's all like, yeah, we're shooting zombies! Yeah, seems fucking terrible. I'm sure it was fun as hell to shoot.
Probably.
There's a bit where everyone's shooting at the camera, and the bullets are whizzing past the camera and stuff. Is really not necessary. All the Matrix shots aren't necessary. Just stuff like that. It's like I'm sure you can find it on YouTube if you really want to see that scene.
Well, I tried to show Ali the entire film as kind of like, oh, this is one of those so bad it's good films.
She wouldn't watch it?
No, we watched it. It was just like, she was just turning to me and going, this is really long and really boring.
Yeah.
And like, but no, wait till the Matrix part happens. Like, yeah, it's still really long and really boring. Yeah, it kind of is.
I mean, look, it's so shit. If you think me talking about this for 20 minutes, blow by blow, is really boring, that's this movie. That's me trying to instill, yeah, let's go with that. Let's be trying to instill a feeling in this movie.
Yeah, yeah, good cover. But, like, isn't it the guy, the zombie guy, the white-faced guy who steals the other person's face or whatever?
Yeah.
He's like, the space crazy, one of the Spaniard guys who's trying to become immortal or is immortal.
He's the main guy, the main Spaniard.
Yeah.
He
has some really stupid ending to him, doesn't he? They just, like, shoot him.
They kill him.
Yeah.
They chop...
Good job being immortal, sir.
Basically, they chop his head off, and then his body and head are still moving, and she, Tits McGee, comes out, and even though she's been stabbed strategically in her tits... She
gets stabbed in the heart and
one
it opens her top.
Like a balloon
it tears her already revealing top, and she stomps on his head.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like trying to fucking harvest her organs to keep.
I don't understand the plot of the film. I'll be honest.
Yeah,
well, it's stupid. That's why. It's a stupid plot about someone trying to be immortal and has zombies like he can set on people and shit.
So
like
they
that.
Have
it's
a they start sword fighting outside,
but it's more like fencing.
Yeah.
Because nobody's delivering any guns.
Another one of the weird spatial things in this movie was they barricade a door and then find another door, which is the same door. But mirrored, and then later on they walk through the catacombs for seriously they walk a good long while and then come out in the garden. So
but there's also the fact that when they do escape and the two of them escape and she's injured because she's been stabbed in her boobies, so you know they're gonna burst soon and then she'll be in real trouble. So they're walking away really slowly. And then your man.
She hasn't been stabbed at this point.
What are you talking? We're not going through it moment by moment.
Okay, well, she wasn't stabbed at this point. You said she was stabbed. She got stabbed later, during the sword fight. This is before the sword fight.
Does she not get stabbed before they leave?
No.
Then why are they walking so slowly?
I don't know, because they're walking away from an explosion, remember? They're all like, whoa, and she's in slow motion. They're all like, whoa.
It's really slow, though, and he's creeping up behind them really slowly He's like, woo.
And because he was in an explosion, parts of him are now black for no reason.
But his makeup looks like shit. It really does look like
shit.
So
they sword fight. He knocks your man out. She's on her own. Sword fighting in a zombie movie is really dumb, by the way.
Yeah.
She stabs her in the heart. She's like, oh, no, I'm dead. He gets up. He's like, I'll kill you. Chops his head off. And his body keeps fighting for a bit, and then she stomps on his head. Just in time for her to die and him to wander off. Next morning, agents show up. You know what? They're the agents from the first game. What? Fucking G's there. The other guy who's not you.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, that's what that was. And he walks off with her, who's now mobile for some reason. He's like, is she okay? He's like, does she look okay? Oh, that was it. We had finished. Oh, no, that's not. She's like, you got a name, kid? And he's like, my name's Kurian. And you're supposed to be like, oh, my God, he's the evil doctor from the House of the Dead game.
What? He's bad?
Yeah. And then they do that ending voiceover where he's like, oh, my friends are dead, but I brought her back. I don't know what she is now. What have we done?
What?
It was all over, but is it?
Why? Is she infected?
Yeah, he, like, zombifies her or something.
Did he? Why did he do that?
Because he loves
to save her.
Oh, okay, that's stupid.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of the whole film, though.
I did enjoy it, though, because it's really boring and weird.
It is. It's really one of those so-bad-it's-good kind of things.
It is, definitely. It's from the moment it starts with that shitty score that sounds like you're playing Quasar, it just was... It does not let up.
I mean, you could almost imagine, even the way Peter was describing through it there, it's like ripe for riff tracking.
I shouldn't have done that. But anyway.
But it is a diabolical.
I might pare some of that down.
It's funny though,
tomorrow. Please do.
It's a bad movie.
Funny enough, Jonathan Cherry, the guy who plays Kurian in it, was supposed to be in the O'Briens at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could have been like, hey, how's the day?
I was all ready for that.
How's your hand? He burnt his hand. He wears like this huge bandage, and they do this really unnecessary bit where he gets a nail through his hand. It was because he had horribly mangled his hand and had to wear a bandage for the rest of the shoot.
But it's so bad. But oddly enough, though, the second one is even worse.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
And, it's have you seen the
not directed by Uwe Boll?
No,
he had to direct another movie after that.
It is. I'm not going to go into it much, but it's pretty much a group of military people and some non-military people who were with them
in a college.
Going into a college. So you don't have to rescue people or something, but it has these great moments where people are standing 2 feet away, or was it someone's being attacked by a zombie and the military are right there, but they don't raise their guns to help, and they're all like, "Oh no, you're being attacked by a zombie. What do we do?" That's pretty much that entire film. It'd be worthwhile seeing what you'd make of it after seeing the first one. It's a very different kind of boring, very different kind of shit.
Is it? It's still a prequel to the video games?
Oh, I can't remember. It's
weird.
It's a shitness to being the shit.
I just loved that the idea of this old guy who ran the Kurian Mansion, got into this all because he went to a fucking rave on an island somewhere.
Yeah. He's like, "Damn you, Sega!" It's really funny, with all these kind of adaptations. Especially some of the lesser ones. That's obviously a lesser one. You kind of go they could have done it so much better because the game was so awesome. But at the same time, you think about it, a lot of these games, they're fun because you're playing them. The actual plots in them are kind of a bit light going. If they're kind of more true to story, you probably end up with a story like the way Joey's feelings of Silent Hill, almost. Where, it doesn't quite work because it's literally putting a game on screen.
Well, Silent Hill is interesting because the games do have a lot of plot to them. But the adaptation of it is interesting because certain characters, you have some certain characters who are amalgamated into one character, and then other ones that are split into two characters, and it's kind of like, what's going on here?
Mm.
Did that game need two parents?
So, yeah.
Or the game didn't have two parents, the movie had two parents. And you know, like Joey said, one doesn't fucking do anything for you in that movie.
I think they kind of put Sean Bean in it just to kind of have somebody, a star doing some sort of alternate plot. I actually think I heard that. I think that's a fact of why he's in there. I could be wrong. I could be making shit up.
Excuse me, the little girl from that movie went on to be in Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl from that movie is awesome. It's like, she's in Tideland. Terry Gilliam's Tideland. She's amazing. She's a really good actress.
She was also in Twilight.
Yeah,
being ripped apart, haha.
Yeah, they tore her head off.
Still haven't seen the last Twilight movie, actually.
Don't bother her, please.
But, yeah, so what are you? Any more thoughts on House of the Dead? How about Joey? No, no more thoughts.
Any questions about Uwe?
No.
He, at one point while filming Postal, challenged a bunch of his harsher critics to a boxing match.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
One of them was Lotax from Something Awful.
Oh, yeah, you said.
Well, he kicked all of their asses because he's like a trained boxer or something. He's or he's been in the military or something.
Yeah, he's like an amateur boxer. And they all thought, like, he even said, his people and everything said, like, oh, yeah, you know, you're just going to get into the ring and throw a few punches or whatever. Like, don't worry about it. And they got into the ring and he just fucking started wailing on people.
Yeah. How many directors say they want to do that and how many actually go through with it? I think one.
That it was supposed to be used in Postal but never did. And his cameo in Postal is fucking weird. He shows up and someone's like, how did you make all these amazing video game movies? And he goes, I did it with my Nazi gold, naturally. Yeah, Uwe Boll, not a good director.
Mm.
Who directed Doom? Do you know?
I can find it.
Someone with a foreign name.
You know, Doom has my favorite ending credits.
Oh, with the Nine Inch Nails.
With the Nine Inch Nails and the gun going around shooting all the names.
Andrzej Bartkowiak. I should, don't let me answer their name, these people. He's Polish anyway.
What else did he do?
As director, he's a cinematographer mainly. He had Romeo Must Die, Exit Rooms,
oh.
Cradle to the Grave.
Oh, okay. This is all starting to make sense.
So he did Doom. And then his last film after that was Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh, no, really? He made the fucking Chun-Li movie?
Yeah.
That had your one from Smallville in it, and it was terrible.
That was a really awful film.
Oh, I've seen bits of it.
I saw the first Street Fighter in honor of doing this podcast, and that's really shit as well.
Whoa!
That is.
I will not have the good name of Street Fighter the movie spurts here in my home. Are you kidding me? It's real Juliana. Yeah. It's got fucking...
It's got the people in it. It's Kylie just really Minogue. Awful. It's got the worst dubbing I've ever seen. I don't think anyone has their own voice in it.
Oh, really?
What? No.
You watch that again. Now that I pointed out, when you're watching, it's like, oh shit, their voices don't go with what they're saying. Or
I'm coming for you, Bison, you sick son of a bitch.
Ah, he's great, actually.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No, Bison.
Oh, Bison. Yeah, that was Raul Julia's last movie.
Yeah. Did it for the kids.
He was really, really sick during filming that. Mm. There is a quote from the oral history of Street Fighter the movie where the director was like, it was my job every day to make sure Raul Julia was on his meds and Jean-Claude Van Damme was off his.
Yeah. Apparently he was quite in the middle of like drug addiction at that point. Like, else is it? It was a Kylie Minogue. Like, he slept with her while she was married during that film.
Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme did?
Yeah.
With Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's a real kiddie film, like.
I'm going to shove the sofa up your ass.
Oh, God.
Oh, that movie's so good. There's even a part where, like, Bison has to fire mines at Guile in a stealth boat, and he uses the controller from the arcade version of Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's a great movie. There's that whole thing where it's like, for you, the day Bison graced your village was the most important day of your life. For me, it was Tuesday.
Huh.
Well, of course, we're forgetting about the best video game adaptation out there.
Oh, Mortal Kombat. No?
Super Mario Brothers. Oh, yeah. I tried watching that.
Have you seen Mortal Kombat?
No, I fell asleep after the first 10 minutes because it was really awful.
Watch Mortal Kombat.
I don't know, it seems really awful.
Mortal Kombat is one of those...
It seems very 90s.
It's so not... So is Mortal Kombat. What do you want from me? Like, the game, the movie, exact same level of...
Yeah.
What's in your teeth?
I got a hair in my teeth.
Really?
Yeah, my teeth need a haircut.
Yeah, tell all these
things.
Pull it out.
Ali did have a mustache.
So on that bombshell, that's been us. for the week.
Wait, Joe, Richard has more things to say about Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, okay, talk about Super Mario
Brothers. Super Mario Brothers is awesome. I don't care what people say. I think it's awesome.
John Leguizamo is in it.
I saw this ad for this
and Bob
movie.
Bob Hoskins.
So this ad for this movie, this trailer, and looked like my perfect cast list. I told Peter to ask me about it. It was okay.
It's about food.
It's about food.
It already makes it perfect.
It's written and directed by Jon Favreau. It stars Jon Favreau and also John Leguizamo, who I have loved since I was a child. Will's angry boyfriend from Will and Grace. Robert Downey Jr., Dustin Hoffman, Sofia Vergara.
And they all make food.
And they're all making food and they're all like Latino or Italian or some shit.
What's the film?
It's called Chef.
I guess it's like Funny People, but with chefs.
Oh God.
It looks awesome.
Great follow-up to Iron Man. Jon Favreau.
Whatever.
You directed that, didn't he?
Iron Man 1 and 2, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Richard knows all the trivia.
Now he's making
trivia
movies about chefs.
I don't know what he did after Iron Man, actually.
Trivia.
This
trivia.
Movie. This chef. Movie is what
chef. We do
hello,
have to,
children.
In the passing, we do have to mention the Borderlands because you mentioned it last time, and then
oh,
I watched
yes,
it after.
I was supposed to mention because actually my DVD arrived finally.
Hell of a fucking ending,
I
my god.
Yeah, I did think that's a great ending to a film.
Like it
they
was,
were dead the whole time.
It was probably the best found footage film I've seen in a long time because, as Sarah pointed out in her review on Gore Press, because they were using headcams, it wasn't as jarring, and it also made more sense. It wasn't just like some idiot holding up a camera going like, put the
fucking
camera
because they
down.
Have to film it all, because otherwise they're documenting it for a reason.
Exactly.
And they have to document it all. It's
and
really,
also,
really explicitly stated.
And also you would forget that that was on your head, whereas if you're holding up a camera and there's a big scary thing, you would put the fucking camera down. I thought it was atmospheric, it was scary, they utilised the location really well, the sound of performances were really, really strong.
Mm.
But it did feel really by the numbers, by the numbers, by the numbers. And then the fucking ending. I remember just, I was sitting there going like, is this really happening?
You ran into me to tell me that ending.
I was like, Peter, Peter,
like, I don't want to spoil it on here.
No, definitely
but,
not.
Like, I thought it was the perfect ending. Because like, that's the kind of thing I love in films.
Me it's, too. I want to see more of that.
It wasn't what I was expecting at all. I thought they'd like get down and would end up being like a cult ending.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. I thought it was going to be a cult.
So it's not that, spoilers.
It's not a cult. I really did think it was going to be like pedophilia or ghost children or whatever.
Because like as they keep going down further and further, like they say their ears pop and stuff like that. And it just gets more and more claustrophobic.
It's so well done.
Yeah.
So did you have any reviews go up this week?
I did have a lot. I had a lot go up this week.
Your Raw recap?
Raw stuff. That goes up every week. I had, Jesus. I had Only Lovers Left Alive went up on Gore Press. Stranger by the Lake went up on Gore Press 2. Those two are really overdue and really late. And then We Are What We Are went up on Gore Press. But my most exciting news this week was that I got a brand new feature that I like have wanted to pitch for a really long time for UK Horror Scene. And I was really cheeky. And in my introduction, I wrote that it was going to be a regular feature. Because I figured if he hated it, he could just take it out and just be like, in this feature. But anyway, the idea is to pitch an original film versus the remade counterpart. And the reason I decided to do it is because you and I actually talk a lot about remakes and about, are they really as bad as we think they are, or are people just snobby? Because so many people didn't see the likes of, you know, Rob Zombie's Halloween because they just thought, oh, fuck it, nothing's ever going to be as good as Halloween. And that film, for two-thirds of it, is really, really rather good. It's only when he tries to make a remake that it goes wrong. So this is the whole idea behind it. And obviously I'm trying to go into each installment of it without predetermining what I'm going to think. So the first one was one that I think you have a lot of opinions on, which is what was it, Sonoloke Pay, whatever, We Are What We Are, the original.
I haven't seen the remake yet.
Yeah, but it's the original versus the remake, and I know you really don't have a lot of time for the original.
I don't know why. Maybe I should watch it again, but I just really was angered by it.
Well,
I'm convinced. Have you seen Cronus? Is it just me, or is there a scene ripped out straight from Cronos and put into We Are What We Are with the more people?
I did think, they probably are going to pretend they were playing homage to it, but no, not really.
No, because it's the exact same joke with the exact same payoff, with no sort of nods to Cronos otherwise.
My issue with, obviously, We Are What We Are came out as the remake came out as my personally thinking that it was better in a lot of ways, and you'll see when you see it.
Yeah.
But my issue with the Mexican one is that there's a lot of gore from the outset, but the one payoff that you want, the fucking money shot, we never get it. In the remake, it's the opposite. There's kind of nothing, just this weird sense of foreboding, but then when you get to the fucking dinner sequences, because there are two, and one of them is the climactic sequence,
when you get to it, it's such a good payoff. It's just disgusting and bizarre and really unsettling and weird. But I don't know, the Mexican one, I thought it was more of just sort of a twisted family drama.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I kind of took it.
And the dialogue wasn't strong enough for it to be just that.
Yeah. So I just find it quite dull, really.
I find it very dull. And I think kind of, I don't know, the ending, because both of them end on cliffhangers, for want of a better word. The endings are both strong, but in We Are What We Are, it just felt more sort of like you want to know more. Whereas with the original, you think, okay, yeah, she's probably going to continue eating people. Whatever. You know, like,
yeah.
I didn't feel there was any desire for me to go, yeah, I wonder what happened to her, because I don't. But that is my big thing for this week, and I'm really, really proud of it. It took me a very, very long time.
Ooh.
Well done. Thank you. Yeah,
I look forward to checking out more. I'm getting your fucking Fangoria sword.
I know.
Oh. Did you have anything go up this week?
No, I haven't written anything in ages. I seem to have kind of fallen off of it.
Any film stuff?
Yeah, that's kind of why I've fallen off of the writing, because I'm so busy with film stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we've made our company website for Weird Pretty Pictures.
I was their first Twitter follower.
Yeah, you were. You got a bear in a bikini.
Was that you?
What?
Who replied?
That was not me. I'm a man. I'm not a bear. I don't
was it you who replied?
Yeah, it was, of course.
Because I was thinking, it might be Michael, it might be Ali.
I'd probably be the main one to do a lot of it. Michael gets confused. No.
Because I was like, whoever wrote this knows me, at least.
It's great. If you go through the website, there's a little hidden link somewhere in that website to a little hidden page on that site. So that's for people to find.
For and what?
If people find it, they can tweet us at WeirdPrettyPics.
Okay. Cool.
I found it.
Did
as
you?
Long as there are no other following questions. There we go.
But that was a big thing. And I had a weird, this happens to me every now and again, I get into a weird kind of decision to watch some horrible kind of shock videos or shock documentaries.
Ah, jeez,
like
what I've been watching.
Like the Faces of Death and Traces of Death things.
Oh, why?
Because I'm really intrigued by this whole snuff idea, and I know I'm not the only one. So I've been kind of really developing something along those lines at the moment.
Oh dear. You're gonna film a snuff movie, are you?
Oh, you know it. No, no. So like, there's something about it. I mean, that's kind of why I think people like found footage as well. Or were liked. It had an element of that to it.
What, the voyeurism?
Yeah.
I don't know. At this point, I've seen too many fucking people die on the internet.
Mm.
But I wasn't really into it way back when it kind of started, you know, with all the beheading stuff. Mm. And I'm even less into it now. It's like, oh great, I get to see someone get ejected from their car. Or, you know, dudes touching power lines. There's quite a few of those.
I haven't seen that.
See, I haven't seen any of these things. I don't actively seek any of this stuff out, apart from every now and again.
Neither do I. Thanks, internet.
So what happens when they touch the power lines?
It fries people. It arcs off into their bodies and stuff.
So what happens? Do they go black or something?
Some people burn if they get stuck on the line, and other people fall over.
Does it fuse your skin or something?
It can. But
when you get a shock, you can't stick your hand off.
Yeah, the thing about electricity, it affects everyone different. Some people, it tightens up your muscles. Other people, just relaxes them and knocks you out and stuff. So what happens with some people is they'll touch the line and they'll knock them out and they'll fall off whatever fucking stupid pylon they've been climbing with a fucking idiot. Or, yeah, they'll get stuck in it and they fry. It's really... Why are you asking me about this?
I don't know. I watched this documentary when I was in Belfast that time about this lad who climbs cranes so he can hang off them.
Oh, I've seen some of that kind of stuff.
He was a fucking dick. He was an absolute
twat. But is this
the
Russian guy, is it?
No, he was friends with the Russian guy. This is a British guy, but he wanted to go to the Czech Republic to meet that guy you're talking about.
Yeah.
To do other stuff. And his mom didn't really... That's the thing. His mom really didn't want him to go because she was scared he would die. And he made her pay for it.
Oh.
But I was like, what? Why didn't she just go, no, I'm not paying for this because you might die?
Hmm.
Like, it was so weird. And he's on Twitter defending himself. And he came up again this week. I can't remember why, but...
I have a website now.
You do?
I bought I don't have a website because it's not hosted anywhere. I have a domain. I bought a domain name. So you can now find all of my bollocks at, what is it? Shoehead.net. And that's Shoehead spelled properly, not Shewhedd. It's Shoehead.net.
It's really impressive.
Is that it? So it's at the moment it links to my online art portfolio, which I need to update now because I've done good work since then. What else? I went for a few art jobs here and there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know if anything will come from it, but there's a lot of us on SA in the pixel art thing who are. A lot of us have been learning together, and now at this point we're like, okay, we want to start making things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all looking for programmers, and there's a couple of programmers looking for artists, so we're all trying to get together.
Cool.
And I've been, just this morning, was learning some Game Maker. I showed you guys that thing. So, interesting things might come. Also, my job's going better. It's sticking needles in people and making them look like Pinhead from Hellraiser. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Woo.
I give them the coat afterwards. And
cool.
Yeah. I did the hook thing. And So,
yeah.
If you want to get in touch with us, then...
Let's read out all of our tweets from the last week. Oh, no, hold on.
Oh, yeah, let's read out. Oh, it's time for listener mail. First email is, we have no emails. So email us at horrorlives@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're at horrorlives on...
Twitter.
On the twits.
Horrorlives on Facebook.
Horrorlives on Facebook. Horrorlives on
Tumblr.
Tumblr.
We are iTunes as well.
We're on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribe to us on iTunes.
That means you, Mark.
And rate us. Rate us on iTunes.
You already did. Never mind. Sorry.
Ratings. Rate us high.
I rated us high.
So if someone rates us high, it pushes us up on lists and actually makes it so people could actually see us.
Woo.
Which is cool. So, what else? Oh, yeah. You want to get in touch with us individually, though. Richard is at Rich M. Waters on Twitter. Joey
likes dick pics.
Send them Willie's.
Bear bikini pics.
Yeah, he does.
Joey is at Joey LDG. Send her Willie's. And I am at Shewed, SHEWHEDD. Send me money. Is that it?
The kids need new shoes.
Kids need new shoes? What? Oh, I live in the box on Murray Street.
Oh, I'm a prostitute from Nuri.
I don't understand.
It's from Black Books.
I think that went well. Like, okay. You're okay with that?
Is that
Should we not say bye or something?
Did you want to say
you're
bye?
You're a dick! I'm not doing this anymore.
So is your face.
I have a following. I have fans, you know. I have several fans, including Peter.
Do you have creepy
Because you're so hot and sweaty.
I'm not your fan.
Swallow this.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.